Hello and welcome to the White Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltec, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 25. Well, hello, and thank you for joining me. Let's move straight into temple news and updates. Well, recently I published a brand new video as part of my White Star Temple teaching series. You may remember that last year I released a video on time. Well, this year I've produced a 15-minute video based upon guidance from the Ascended Masters and the Archangels concerning three particular aspects of divinity. It's simple, but no less profound because of that. And I'd be greatly pleased if you went and took a look at it. You can find a link to my YouTube page by going to my website, whitestartemple.com. I also managed to produce a new Ascended Master Wisdom video. And those of you who are familiar with my work will know that from time to time I add to this particular series. And basically, Ascended Master Quote videos are about 2 to 3 minutes long, featuring a pleasant background with the beautiful wisdom from the Ascended Masters overlaid on top, as well as some pleasant background music. So do please go and explore this as well. It's all free, and I would love your feedback. Well, for this episode, I have lots of feedback from you to share. So let's take a look. Firstly, Karen Henry says, I can't thank you enough for how much your work has been a part of my journey of awakening into truth. Be so blessed and filled with joy in this new endeavor, and may light raise all into the golden treasury of the mind of Christ. Well, thank you, Karen, for your feedback and also for those beautiful words. Moving on to Jenny, who says, I have been following you for a long time, Soltec. I get so much peace and love from your beautiful teachings, art, and meditations. Well, thank you, Jenny. You know, it's such a joy for me to be creative and to also then know that others are enjoying what I do. Otherwise, it would simply not be meaningful. So thanks. And Sian Adama says, all who read your wisdom posts are touched with the pureness of heart that flows forth. Well, thanks, Sian. Beautiful words again. And from Liana Green, who says, your channels have been life-changing for me, a real gift. Thank you. Well, thank you too, Liana. It's great to know that what I'm doing does in fact make a difference. And Haley says, your work from the White Star Temple has been pivotal in getting me where I am today. Forever grateful for your gift. Well, thanks, Haley. I really appreciate that. And I'm so pleased that you enjoy the wisdom from the White Star Temple. I've got some specific feedback from Podbean, which is where my podcast is hosted. And recently, of course, I have put up some meditations for you to enjoy. And Pauline Hosey Robinson says, it will take me a little time to come to a deeper understanding of the beauty and wonder of time in this lovely meditation sharing. Thank you so much, Soltec. Well, thank you, Pauline. I'm pleased that you enjoyed the meditation. And Venice says, thank you, dear Soltec. I thoroughly enjoyed reliving the energies of the White Star Temple through your beautiful podcast. Thanks, Venice. You know, getting feedback really does help me to persevere with the work that I do. So I'm really pleased to have had so much feedback to share with you this time. But of course, I'd love to hear more from you. So do get in touch, either by Facebook, you can find me on Soltec Channel, or by email, melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com. And Melchizedek is spelled M-E-L-C-H-I-Z-E-D-E-K. Next, I'd like to share with you an extract from one of the recordings that I make for the membership, which is a commentary recording. And it's where I examine closely a particular message from the Ascended Masters and I put forward my interpretation. So this is just a small extract, and it's from a particular lecture called Clothing Divinity from Archangel Michael. So I hope you enjoy both the wisdom and what it is that I have to say about it. Bring this to your awareness and come into perception and understanding of the great beauty of the human spirit in its perfection. The human spirit, breathtaking in its beauty, becomes a garment which divinity wears, do you see? Not a thread out of place. Every realm of existence cloaks divinity and gives it shape. Every dimension of experience brings divine form into being, for of itself we may say, and I speak not literally, divinity is invisible, perfectly transparent. Then you came into being, and suddenly divinity is revealed, draped in the most wondrous form, which you call creation, and of which you are part. I speak descriptively, but as one whom is archangelic, there is truth to my observance. Again, he's touching upon some really profound observations. And that is that we give divinity its shape. Which is, on the surface of things, sounds quite an odd concept. But what I feel he's saying is that how we can come to understand the divine is through each other and through divinity's creations. So if we wish to perceive the magnificence of divinity, we need only look at what has been created. And I'm not speaking of what we create, the natural world about us, the universe within which we live, and above all else, the beauty and the experience of love. So Michael says, as an analogy, that the divine is invisible, perfectly transparent. And he makes sure to say that he's not speaking literally. But I feel what he's trying to impart is that God is everywhere. The divine is within everything. And a good analogy would be, of course, fish in a bowl of water, in a fish tank. The fish perhaps doesn't have a concept of water because that's what it exists within. That's what sustains it. It moves within it effortlessly. The same, I guess, for air. We move in a world of air. We breathe it, but generally we're not conscious of it. It's taken as a given. It sustains us, but it's all about us. We don't literally see air, except when it's in movement, perhaps, when it's moving things through wind. In a similar way, that can be used to describe at least our human experience of divinity. Because the divine is within everything, it becomes transparent, almost invisible. We kind of take it for granted. And it's only when we become conscious of the beauty that we see all about us, that we see within each other, and hopefully that we see within ourselves, that we begin to recognize the appearance of divinity in form. And of course, when we're in spirit, when we're in our higher consciousness, not in body, this is absolutely apparent. We feel the divine presence. We understand that we exist within divinity itself, that we are an extension of the divine, and that that's our the nature of our existence. Existence is divinity. I remember reading a book some time ago, and I can't remember the name of the book, but it gave a really good explanation of, I guess, the intangible nature of our experience of the divine. And the author used this example when he said, it's like we're a fetus or a baby in a mother's womb. We can feel the mother. We love the mother and we sense the mother's love, and we know that the mother is sustaining us and nurturing us. And we're incredibly intimately close. We can feel her heartbeat. But we have no sense of what the mother actually is, because we're in the womb. We're not outside of the mother's body. We can't see the bigger picture of the mother. We can only experience how the mother sustains us. And I thought that was a really, really great way in which to explain our relationship with divinity. Well, it's time now for the free Ascended Master Meditation. And for this episode, I'd like to do something a little different. As part of membership, members are given access to a new creative and immersive style of meditation that I've remastered and produced. And it involves basically altering the stereo and spatial sound of an original meditation to create a sense that there are multiple voices moving around you as the Ascended Master or the Archangel speaks. Personally, I really like this effect. If you try not to focus on the effect, if you just listen to the meditation as you would normally, then it really is quite immersive, as if the Master is up close and personal with you. So I'm offering an enhanced meditation for you today. It is essential that you listen to it through headphones. Otherwise, you won't receive the fullness of the effect, and I welcome your feedback on it. Thank you once more for joining me, and I look forward to our next encounter. So I'm Soltec, all the best, and bye for now.
Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, Mother Mary. Who comes once more to this gathering. As you elevate your awareness and find your place amongst the many in spirit, and as you begin to deepen into this experience, for in this moment you begin to sense the vast chasm of your spirit, that is to say, a depth that is indeed infinite, the internal universe, uniquely yours. come into the feeling of this. For often we speak of expanded awareness. But I say to you, the expanse is simply a depth. For as you fall inward, in so doing, you expand into all of creation, this you know. It is our personal and perpetual gateway, we may say. For you understand that to journey inward is to also find the outward experience. So then begin to sense the depth of your spirit. And with it comes the movement, your internal rhythm, the sway of your consciousness, birthed from beginning to end, and beginning once more. And you understand that every soul has its harmonic, its rhythm, and its breath. And in our togetherness, collectively, we manifest the overwhelming beauty that we name creation. Soul chooses to turn its gaze inward, so to speak, and fall willingly away from externalized experience in any dimension of being. And so it is. You then come into that which is the most incredible intimacy with the spirit of all. For you have concepts in your human journey of doing and being. In a manner, it is the same for every soul. For there is indeed a doingness to creation. For consciousness is a creative element, and consciousness will always explore, always create. And the context for our conscious awareness is creation. And in the grander scheme of things is existence itself. So then I say to you, if you are not in existence, do you still exist? The answer to this is in the falling, the inner expanse. It is the falling away, away from, and then toward. For at its highest point, your soul remembers its birthing. And though creation is infinite and perpetual, there is a moment of birth. When existence was and is for you. And correspondingly, at its deepest point within, your soul begins to recognize something so long forgotten as the living light of our universe gives way. Inky blackness of source, do you see? Fall inward, free fall, into the greatest journey beyond life. Exist in perceivable form, nor even as creative consciousness. But rather, you are held in the embrace of that which is. Everything. The limitless void. Itself harboring a depth unimaginable. Where the living light itself no longer becomes perceivable form. And rather something so extraordinary, something so distant from the realm of creation, that we barely remember. Until we fall to this great depth, and then, that which lies dormant within springs to life. Where we are one within the mind of God. Where we do not exist as a doing, nor even as a being, in any form, in any dimension, we come into the idea of ourselves, and more than this, we come to a point of perpetual standstill. I have no other word. As if you and a source stand before each other upon a ledge in the middle of nowhere, in a sea of inky blackness. And although upon your world it is often remarked that upon leaving body and passing into the realm next, that the physical world seems like a dream, and in the realm of spirit is more real than real, I say to you, in the depth of the mind of God, you may times this a billion times over, so that even creation itself, with its incredible parameters of experience, it is incomparable. To the non-existence, as paradoxical as this may seem, and I use language as a proxy for that which may not be described, but I paint a picture for the feeling to take hold. And for your awareness to embrace the idea of something that is beyond, something that is magical, from which we all came, which we never leave. We journey into dimensions of experience, but we never leave the point before our existence. Fall inward. For although I speak in abstraction, there is something that tugs against your spirit. Even as I speak these words, a point of acceleration, a far-off memory, everything is held within itself. This you know. A fractaling universe, a spiraling creation. Everything turns upon itself. It is all outward consciousness creating, exploring, expanding. giving purpose, an expression to love. Love is one form of energetic understanding of that which we name divine. Imagine a reservoir of love, so vast and infinite. Is indeed the only thing to exist and, more importantly, to not exist. The original source of love. For again I say, we each bring expression to love. But in the absence of creation, and in the absence of ourselves in perceivable form, then love does not have expression. That the love not of existence is existence. These words are poor. We are so used to perception. We are so used to seeing through the mind's eye and higher consciousness. Is impossible and by design. That we do not see that which is unseen and unknowable. I bring these insufficient words to you, foremost so that you may marvel and be in wonderment. That you both exist, and that you do not exist. And the two are integral to the other. Symbiotic. The ones named archangelic understand this, pre-existing all else, and so not existing at all, but rather in the mind of God, and so then in all else. Creation is inescapable, and we wish for it to be so. For it is, after all, the gift from Spirit, from Source, that it encapsulate within itself something from nothing. Do you see? And that in itself is astounding. For Source is a no thing, a nothing, by which all may be. And within the depth of your spirit, there is understanding of this, but it is so dormant, so laid upon by blissful experience, blissful embodiment of love and co-creation. Fall inward, beautiful children of love. And though I do not speak of that which is truth, for as well you know, we hold not to the idea of truth, for that is an limitation. Nonetheless, the sentiment, the feeling, and the resonance of it holds great meaning. Long ago, each in your own way, in lifetimes not of your own in this present timeline, you understood this as best you could, in a manner keeping with the times. You understood that there was the deepest of mysteries, the one mystery that supplanted all else and all others. And upon your world in different epochs, the world over, in the days of priests and priestesses, and far beyond this, humans created many shrines. And many shrines were hidden from all but those who were considered the most learned and the most exalted. And these shrines, behind which so very few peered, were black emptiness. Do you see? And for those who had not fallen inward, in the manner of the times and in the ideology, however this presented itself, could not understand the absence, could not understand the idea of a void, with no symbols from which to read, no icons from which to worship. Those who understood and spent days, nights, isolated within the darkened shrine, absent of all, if they were fortunate, they came into the memory of their soul and its dormant understanding, as best as the human spirit could allow. I say this to you, for you have lineage of this. It is not exclusive, and although in particular lifetimes there were only very few, nonetheless there are infinite lifetimes, and every human spirit has had the opportunity to explore universal mysteries. So then have you. You may draw upon this. Do you see? Yet it is so deeply intimate. No processes. No practices. It is, after all, an absence. Let these words fall gently upon you. And as misty rain, begin to find its way deeper and deeper to the soul of your awareness. And though this concept, if you so resonate to it, holds no practical benefit, and is nothing that in fact you may share, being so deeply intimate, nonetheless, it shall bring a greater depth into your experience of life. For I have done this when I walked upon your world, and those who were with me, and the ones whom I were with. We used the caves to be the shrine. It became most sacred.